The county has suffered through the recession, which has cut sharply into its sales tax revenue. Republican County Executive C. Scott Vanderhoof says Moody's reacted prematurely to news that Democratic State Senator David Carlucci would not support home rule legislation to allow Rockland to slightly increase its sales tax. Vanderhoof noted the county had been working on a contingency plan with layoffs and service cuts to address a $40 million gap in its $702 million budget. Ron Levine, the county's executive director of communications, says the plan was released yesterday. I asked him why it wasn't out before Moody's dropped the rating.
The pendants was that the legislature was in session. At any given moment, the state legislature could have passed our home rule message. And we wouldn't have to use, you know, another route that doesn't require state approval to secure our budget. Without warning, the senator decided to publicly issue a series of releases, in fact saying that it would be dead. That doesn't mean that it would be dead, but when your home senator says he opposes it, it becomes unlikely, and certainly from the standpoint of Moody's, which, and Moody's indicated, it was the senator's comments that spurred them to move forward. So we feel they acted prematurely and put us in a rough situation.
The tax hike would generate an estimated $14 million a year. The county had planned to use the money to pay off $80 million in bonds that could have reduced the deficit. Levine says the county executive is waiting for the legislature to give the contingency plan due consideration.
We know they're as concerned as we are, and to act, we're hoping that by next week they will have some decisions, and certainly from our standpoint, the sooner the better.
Senator Carlucci's office did not return a call for comment in time for broadcast. Moody's also noted that Rockland County has failed to sell a county-owned nursing home, which has been a drain on finances. Anthony Figliola, the vice president of Empire Government Strategies, specializes in coordination between businesses and government entities to attract, retain, and grow jobs and business. He sees the Moody's downgrade as a clear sign that more and more localities are feeling pain and getting declining state support.
The state itself has had financial troubles, and they've had to cut. Local governments rely, especially counties, rely on sales tax. Local townships rely on a lot of mortgage recording tax and other vehicles to be able to collect their revenues. The problem that everybody's having is that people are underwater. They can't take the taxes anymore. Services get hurt. When there's not enough money to go around, governments suffer, and that's why you're seeing a tremendous amount of layoffs, not just in localities in New York, but around the country.
Two other counties in the New York suburbs are also having fiscal difficulties. Nassau County's finances have been under state oversight for more than a year, and Suffolk County's credit was downgraded by Moody's in March as it battled growing budget deficits. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.